What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us again for our Let's Talk on Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce information, Emily Bivens, Executive Director. Welcome back to our show.
Thanks, Warren.
Thank you for taking time. I'm so excited. We're getting closer to summer, meaning Yard of the Week. We will talk about that. But of course, you guys seem to get busy, especially over the summer, with ribbon cuttings and a few of those recently held, right?
Yes, we love our ribbon cuttings. We had a little bit busy week here. We were over at the UJ Engineering. They have a new engineering lab. So they were unveiling that. Very awesome addition to their campus. It's right in Sorkness Hall. So congratulations to the University of Jamestown on that. And just an awesome opportunity for those students up there. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And then the other day we were over at Salon 307. They're located down on 10th Street. She should have a sign coming, she said. but they're located right next to Professional Eye Care, right at the edge, right at the end of 10th Street there. So new business. So congratulations to her. And she's open for business, ready to cut some hair. So.
I love it. Yeah. Ribbon cuttings at a hair cutting split. Yeah, it works out.
She
really
remodeled
well.
Her space. I should say that too. It looks awesome in there. So
fantastic.
Very cool.
Yeah. I love the ribbon cuttings because it just shows the exciting growth opportunity and new businesses or renovated businesses and the new things in our community. And Business of the Month, another great way that we highlight businesses in our area, right?
Yes. And we have an oldie buddy goodie for this one. I know they've gotten this award before, but they so deserve it. Babs Coffee House downtown is our May Business of the Month. So we were over there and congratulated Babs and her team. They do so much for the community, provide such great service in Jamestown. So a really good business here in Jamestown. So congratulations to them and thank you to them for doing all that they do.
Absolutely. And as a reminder, if you have a renovated business, remodel, new business, or you want to recognize a customer service award recipient or a business of the month, always taking the nominations for that
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely.
Speaking of nominations, Emily, Yard of the Week, we're getting so much closer to summer and it's time to recognize those people who have taken the steps to make those yards beautiful, more beautiful than ever, I should say.
Yes, I was out last night doing yard work myself. So it was beautiful outside yesterday and it should be beautiful today. And getting that itch to spring is coming to an end and summer is coming here and we're really excited. And yeah, our beautification committee again is doing the Yard of the Week program and it's sponsored by Menards here in Jamestown. So every Yard of the Week award winner will get a gift certificate to Menards.
Cool.
So thank you to them for sponsoring the award program. But we need those nominations to start awarding those the beginning of June. And it'll run through August. We'll have 13 award winners this year.
Awesome. Very good. So yeah, if you see a yard or if you believe your yard should be in contention, feel free to nominate. Emily Bivens, Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. Very exciting opportunity. The fact that we have chambers that are able to work with other chambers across the state, especially for something like this Midwest Energy Summit coming up, is pretty special, right?
Yeah, our Ag Energy Committee is collaborating with the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber, along with some other chambers, to bring the Midwest Energy Summit to our region. And it'll be hosted at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fargo on June 8th. But they also have a virtual component to it, too. So if you aren't able to make it to Fargo, you can register virtually. It's just for the morning. It's from 8 to 11, I believe. And if you register on the on Jamestown Area Chamber's website, you can use a promo code to get a discount on your registration.
Awesome.
So just visit jamestownchamber.com. Click on our events calendar and you'll go right to that link and register for that. Lots of great speakers lined up. And yeah, I was just really excited to collaborate with these other chambers to bring this to our region.
It's cool. All working towards that growth. And of course, absolutely, energy is really a big topic today.
Yes.
And another return here, Emily, Business After Hours, that went away, but they did not go away for good. And excitingly, we're turning here in June too, right?
Yeah, June 8th again. So you can go to the Energy Summit in the morning. And then later in the afternoon, the Jamestown Downtown Association will be hosting Business After Hours in the Art Park downtown. So really excited about that. More to come on that. But yeah, we're just happy to bring these networking events back.
I love it. Very good. And again, Emily Bivens is Chamber Executive Director here on Let's Talk About It. Another save the date, Emily, that we want to throw out there is coming up for Buffalo Days. I am so excited for Buffalo Days.
Yes, yes. Buffalo Days will be July 24th and 25th. The parade will be the 24th, that Saturday. All kinds of events going on around town. I'm still getting submissions to put on the schedule. So we'll hopefully have a schedule of events out soon. But yeah, Fort Seward's doing stuff. There's stuff going on at the fairgrounds, obviously down in McElroy Park, the parade. Sounds like some stuff downtown. There's the 1883 courthouse. I'm sure I'm missing some, but there's lots going on that weekend. So a great weekend to be in Jamestown.
Yes. Circle July 24th, 25th. Don't plan anything. Move that Disney World trip. Like, stay in Jamestown that weekend.
Plan Buffalo Days.
Plan Buffalo Days. We want to see you there and involved. And we'll talk more as we get closer once things get more solidified too. Emily, updates with the office, of course, still operating by appointment only. And that goes for the DMV as well, I believe, right?
Yep. Yep. Our office is available by appointment. If you need to make an appointment with the Motor Vehicle Department, you can call 1-855-633-6835 or visit dot.nd.gov to make that appointment. We will need appointments from now on. So if you're thinking about going to the Motor Vehicle Department, think that you need to make an appointment just like you do for any other service, really, that you need to schedule that out. You know, if you need a haircut, if you need a dentist appointment, all that kind of stuff. Same with the motor vehicle. You need an appointment to go there. Also, I just wanted to note that our office will be closed on Memorial Day in observance of that, which is May 31st. But if you need to get a hold of the chamber, our number is 701-252-4830. You can email me, director@jamestownchamber.com. Like I said, visit our website. All of this stuff that we talked about is on our website, jamestownchamber.com. And you can stop down and see us. We want you to call ahead, but we're located at 120 2nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown.
There you go. Lots of ways to get involved and, of course, learn more. And we always appreciate the updates. Emily, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Warren.